All right, and welcome to the semifinals of Love Me. Tonight we have Judge's Choice. Most, if not all, of these songs, I think, were suggested by Melly. We gave two choices each. They only had to sing one song. The elimination tonight will go out of top four, and then the three contestants remaining tonight will go on to the finale episode of Love Me. More announcements on that at the end of the episode. First up tonight is Princess Clary.
Or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. Seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely. Or I'll never. When I fall in love with you.
All right, well, the semifinals, guys. Pretty excited.
Exciting.
That, of course, was Princess Clary, "When I Fall in Love," which I thought was a very good strong start for semifinals. Although personally, Clary, I'm not entirely sure this was or that I liked this too much. It definitely wasn't my favorite from you this season. I do kind of like a sort of accent you kind of had going on there. With your voice.
It was just her normal accent.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I don't really hear an accent come through. I hear American sometimes. Sometimes I wouldn't be able to tell that she's British. But
there's an American in you, Clary.
Somewhere in there.
That charges credit cards.
Sometimes, Clary, your vibrato seemed for me a little too heavy. Especially on your louder notes, the ones that were, like never,
And when the parts that you had to held out longer and that were louder. At moments, it also, like when Or I'll Never Fall in Love, the never part seemed nasal a little bit to me. The tone just seemed weird for you to me. I did enjoy this, though. Although I felt emotion could have used a little bit more, especially for a song like this, where it's all slow and melodic, and I didn't feel that came across as strongly as it has for you other times. Valk, what did you think?
Yeah, I like this a lot vocally, and, like, the first half I thought the emotion was really good, but then, like, it didn't go anywhere, and, like, halfway through the song, I kind of, like, lost interest. Like, it sounded really pretty vocally, but, like, yeah, emotionally, it didn't, like, build or go anywhere. And, like, you, like, came out emotionally strong, but then just, like, stayed strong the whole time. I don't know. I just, like, kind of got, like, disinterested, like, halfway through, like, performance-wise, but, like, vocally, you, like, grabbed my attention still. If that makes any sense. And I thought there could have been, like, a little more dynamics to it. Like, kind of like the same note, you were just, like, singing it strongly the entire time. I kind of wish there were more vocal, like, softness and then building. It was just, like, all at the same level for me, really, but you sang it well.
Beloved?
I have basically all the same notes. Did either of you think that was a really strange karaoke?
Yeah, my first note
kind
was
of, yeah.
I love this song. I love singing this song, but I have never heard that karaoke before. Super strange. I have some technical notes, but one of my first ones is I liked the way that you sang Forever in the very beginning. Oh, hold on, guys.
Me too.
Something's playing in my ear.
What is this?
Stop.
Witch.
Okay, it's gone. What is this? Okay, sorry. I thought your phrasing was nice. I liked how you were able to hold out your notes, but I do agree with Gil's vibrato note, though I'm not sure I thought it was too heavy as much as I thought it would have been better if you hadn't had your vibrato the whole time. If you had held the notes straight for a little while and then used your vibrato at the end.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. Well, that I agree then. I heard something really strange at about 1 minute 13 seconds. You sang Of the Sun, where it goes kind of higher. But the karaoke you used didn't have a chord right there that allowed you to hit the note that you hit. I think you should have maybe hit that note and then gone down to a note that's actually in that chord, because it just clashed and it was really strange to listen to that part.
Like a key change where there shouldn't have been one?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, she hit the right note. Like, if you hear the normal version that I always hear, that's how it goes. But the chord changes. In this karaoke, the chord doesn't... The chord doesn't change in the original... I don't know what I'm saying. But either way, it didn't sound...
This karaoke doesn't allow to do what she did.
There wasn't a good transition in the karaoke.
Yeah, it wasn't that the key changed, really. It was just that it clashed.
Okay.
She sang the note like the original, but this karaoke didn't allow for that. Anyway, I'm rambling on something you guys can't.
are you done?
No, not yet.
Okay.
The very, very last note started... really, really small bit under pitch. I don't think you hit the note from the top. You kind of came up from the bottom, so it was a little bit under pitch. And I also had the note that you were a little bit nasal on Never and the emotion. But emotion's really hard to get in this song unless you're like super playing it. But overall, I did like it. I thought you sang this really well.
Yeah.
All right. So pretty good on that. Next entry is Ambi Lee, and she sent a rather interesting email that I feel deserves attention.
I do.
So I'll read it for you now. Okay, so before we go, so you get the context. She's doing, we suggested the actual Beauty and the Beast song for her to sing. Okay, so Ambi's email is this. Just call me Miss Potts, because I sound way younger than Angela Lansbury, so it's like before she became Mrs. Potts, so I'm Miss Potts or Ms. Potts. Hey, I had a teacher in grade school named Miss Potts. Weird. So, when people start going, why didn't you say off to the cupboard now, Chip? That is why I'm Miss Potts. Chip has not been born yet, because that would make me a slut for the baby daddy out of wedlock. Miss Potts is a classy teapot, thank you very much. She wants a ring on it first. All right.
OMB, lol.
That made my day.
All right. So, here we go.
Old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared. The one prepared, Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise.
All right, Ambie Lee with Beauty and the Beast. Beloved, why don't you go first on this one?
Okay. I really like this song, and I thought you sounded very nice on it. I had a couple of notes, though. They're mostly personal preferences, though. I wasn't a huge fan of how you slid on, basically whenever you sang Tale as Old as Time, on old you'd hit like a note half a step below and then go to the right note, and it just sounded a little bit funny to me. And also the trill you did towards the middle when the song picks up as the sun will rise, it wasn't bad, it just sounded a little funny to me. I thought your emotion was really good. I loved your phrasing. And I really liked it. I thought it was great.
All right. Val?
Yay! This is a song that I picked for you, Ambie, and I am awesome at picking songs. So,
you are awesome.
As a side note.
Not to brag or anything.
Not to brag or anything. But I really liked this, too. Like, I don't know, like, in my head, like, you and the song just sort of, like, fit together. And, it, like, yeah, it just, like, sounded really pretty. On, like, I'm trying, like, the beginning of, like, words at the, like, the first half of the song, like, the tail and, like, just, like, they sounded kind of, like, low, like, volume-wise and, like, a little low in your range, but, like, it wasn't, like, oh, that sounded blah, it was just sounded, like, a teeny tiny bit low, but then, like, the rest of the song, like, yeah, I really liked your dynamics, I like how you sang when, like, the music swelled, and it was just, like, really nice. But, like, I don't know if it's just my headphones, but, like, I think the instrumental was kind of loud, and the vocals were soft for me, at least. I don't know.
It went back and forth in me sometimes. It was like that sometimes, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention enough.
it didn't bug me enough to notice.
I was listening to her. I just wasn't paying attention to the karaoke.
Yeah, I was listening to her, but then, like, the karaoke would, like, drown her out sometimes. I'm like, no, I want to hear. This is awesome. yeah, that's about it, really. I really like this a lot.
Yeah, me too. I kind of am the same as Beloved here as far as most of my notes are personal things. Something about the way you said rise, and also sometimes each time you said tale as old as time, for me, and this is the only technical type of thing here, I'm not entirely sure that you sang it correctly. I'd have to listen
again.
Well,
maybe she was trying to, like, fit it into her range, so she sang it that way.
That might have been.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if the notes were right or the tone was right. It was,
well, those are the same two places that I told her. She hit different notes and then slid into the right
note. That might have been the same thing there. I do like this for you, though. I was actually really excited to hear this.
Me too.
I'm not entirely sure for me that I liked the tonal style that you kind of picked for this song. You're very good at power stuff and getting that out there and all that. I felt this could have used a little bit more to kind of copy Jeffers' Tender. In here,
really? It sounded like Tender to me. Like, I could picture her as Mrs. Potts, like, singing this in the movie, like, while they're dancing. So I don't know. I thought it was a fine style.
Yeah, it worked for the song. I'm just, for me, I felt it could have been, I don't know, a little bit more different. But
more
matronly. Yeah. I'm not sure that I got that from this, which is okay. But that's just me. So, okay. Anybody else have anything to say?
Good job.
Nope. Oh, yes, good job.
Good job. All right. Next up is Aria.